All right. Welcome to Spiritual Table Talk, everyone. We're like piggybacking this one off of our last topic. And we were speaking about how after achieving everything, people often go into madness. And you can subscribe on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple iTunes, or your favorite podcast app. So it's me, Care Bear,
Indio,
and Liao.
And there we go. And so what we were saying is after people achieve everything, they often find themselves falling into madness.
You had said, I remember, or several times, like desperation leading to like despair. Like when I feel like people are so fiendy over whatever their like major goal is, like they're. And also, too, you talk about the death urge. Like, people want to, like, get to the point where they're, like, not doing anything. Basically, just in that comfortable place
to get to death. Die. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's because everything's, like, set up. Everything's, like, lined. There's, like, a path set when you're being raised in this world. Mm-hmm. You're set to be, like, I basically grow up. I go to school. Or get a job. Get married. Get the house. Get the kids. Get the da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And then die. And then your generation after, you're supposed to do the same shit.
There's no end to certain kinds of hunger, right? So, for instance, the hunger for money, right? The people who spend their whole life accruing lots and lots of money, there's no end to that. There's no amount of money that satisfies. There are a lot of things where if you chase them, even if you get what you want, it doesn't end. There's no satisfaction in it. There's just, but I don't have.
Yep. The same is with the hunger for knowing.
To just acquire knowledge.
Acquiring knowledge, information.
Yeah.
It's not for knowing. It's for the acquiring of knowledge, intellectual information.
Yeah.
So that you can go ahead and be like, I know. But you might not really know because you aren't that which you know. If you know, then you're that which you know. So, but usually in both of those things, including with the money thing, usually like it gets to a certain point where they may raise their money goal, but then eventually they reach a certain height of those money goals. And then they realize like, it wasn't all that, and raising my money goal might not change much for me. And then they descend into madness.
Which actually just made me think of, I've heard a quote that's like, God will give you what you want just to see if you can handle it. And it's like, that makes sense because it's like, money does send people like on this kind of spiral twirl. And sometimes they just end up like, because they crash. Like, when you think of, like, certain millionaires, like, a lot of them do go bankrupt often. And they're obviously still millionaires because, like, the way it works out. But it's, like, they've wanted to acquire so much. They just put their money into everything. They try to get everything because they want it all. Like, it's not even about money anymore at some point. It becomes, like, your money goes into the madness of power because you think that's power.
Yeah, but also it can be, like, your money then becomes about legacy money, right? To leave generational wealth.
Yeah.
That's a big popular topic, like leaving generational wealth. But then it can, like, your money can descend into madness because, like, where, like, a lot of times, you know, you have people that are millionaires and stuff like that that be doing the weird shit, buying slaves, the oddest fucking things.
Because at that point, they have people fighting, like, right in front of them and shit like that.
Why? Yeah. Because, like, what happens
you don't know what to do anymore. Like, you got it all. So it's like, now let me think out the box of...
Now the money can't give you a thrill anymore.
Yeah, so, like, that's what I'm saying. So now you got to think out the box of, like, what can I get or what can I do that basically isn't happening.
And when you have a certain amount of money, there is nothing pretty much you can't have shown to you. Like,
Imagine. That probably means those islands exist where you just hunt motherfuckers. have people just running on the island.
Usually when...
I mean, Epstein's on the island, so imagine.
I believe a lot of times when you see movies and you see many movies of the same thing. Then there's something in there that they're trying to be like, bitch,
this is happening.
This is what's going on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For the most part. Like, and... Like, not every one, but...
Well, but it's even the whole... How you were saying, like, ego's a force.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, like, at some point, you know, everyone, like, all parts of that ego may have had the idea, and someone actually did it.
Yeah, the thing about it is, so I read this book. It was, like, I forget, it was about people going crazy and snapping out. So what they say is, like, after 3 or 4 people are seen doing something, then it allows other people who been had the idea to do it. Because it says it's okay because other people are doing it. So after 3 or 4 people have done something repeatedly pretty quickly, back to back.
Like the shootings and like...
Meaning like a lot of times what they found as they map things out, right, is like, for example, like there would be one type of violent crime against like little kids or something like that. And
shortly
then within
after,
3 weeks, there would be another one.
Well, they also...
And then within that next three month period, there would be a third one. If that pattern followed, then they had something where it's like a year from then or like a year and so many months. And then every so often, because it lets other people know, like, that's considered acceptable.
Yeah.
They've been thinking about doing it, but they haven't done it because nobody else gave them the green light.
And once you see someone do it, then you're like, that's okay.
Well, there was, like, that... Yeah, I remember growing up, there was just a string of, like, mass shootings that was happening, like, back to back, and they were big ones. And also, they, like, put the blueprint out for people on, like, how to do it. What to do, like, on the TV.
Yeah,
like,
that
hey,
part.
Y'all. So, like, they're targeting large crowds. They're coming out of nowhere.
They're going into shopping centers. Like,
but if you know, like, a lot of the people who do be spazzing out, even... In the regular, like, maybe not to that extreme, but still spazzing out. Like, people you see on the internet, they do look like, they always call them, like, Karens and whatnot. But they seem to be people who, like, have material things, but they like to just cause, like, just be absolutely fucking miserable. Like,
the ego is insulating, right?
Yeah.
It helps you think that there won't be consequences, or even not recognize that there might be consequences. The ego is a form of madness. Like, you simply cannot see what is in front of you.
Yeah, a lot of people, and they get caught in those types of crimes where it's like, because they had that ego built up for so long.
Yeah.
So I saw something about, like, I think it was a South Carolina family. They have been charged. They were the main lawyers in this city or this county for, like, over 100 years, et cetera, et cetera.
Damn.
And they knew all the judges and all that shit. Because they had all that. They had such this huge ego that got them feeling like they could be untouchable.
Right.
But then a time came where it was too many deaths back to back to back. That eventually it piled up and it couldn't be held no more. So the ego will get you to the point where you will think yourself kind of like, hey...
Untouchable. Yeah, like, you can't... I'm untouchable. The law can't fuck with me. God can't fuck with me. I'm in my world. Like, it's my show. Yeah. No consideration for others. Isn't that being something, like, sociopathic or however they say it?
That's the word.
Yeah.
So, I just saw this shit where, like, a man killed his wife because she was cheating on him. And... She recorded him
killing her.
Yeah.
Oh yes, I just saw that too. The guy with the shotgun, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And so she recorded him. So then from there it goes to like his lawyer, and his lawyer explains it like this: We're not like basically seeking justification. We're just seeking to explain.
Yeah, we're just seeking justification.
We're just seeking
to explain. We just
want to
explain what happened.
Because they're calling it an act of passion. And I'm thinking, like, that's fucking, like...
No, that's how it be.
Yeah.
I mean, loaded it, like...
I mean, that could probably go into, like, the next ep. Let's see how much we are. We got 10 minutes left on this one. Yeah, because, you know, she mentioned she wanted to do a justice at...
Yeah, for sure.
That's definitely, like, a justice situation.
Because people do crazy shit.
Hell yeah.
No, there's some
I love watching them do crazy shit. Yeah. Just don't do crazy shit over here.
Keep it over there.
Like, madness is fucking... It is crazy because you do fall into a point of thinking you're untouchable or thinking, like, I mean... Oh man, it's a fun game.
From watching the first 48, like people are real jumpy, right? So these days, like people can get their hands on guns way too easily.
Oh yeah,
and they're very, very jumpy. And just on the thought, like that you might do something, they're killing people on like, oh, you might, you thought about it, right?
Oh, and they want to get away with it though. Like, they want to be like, basically.
There's like another one that I had seen. It was down in Florida, and it's just on the highway on some like.
Florida's the worst.
So they're driving down the highway, and I guess they got into a little road rage incident. Dude's like flicking them off. He just pulls his gun and just starts shooting into his car, and he has his own dash cam on. He's recording.
He
pulls over, like talks to the cops. He doesn't like try to run or anything. He actually like thinks that he's all good.
He's in the right.
On CCTV, like just shooting into his car. The guy didn't have a gun. Never reached for a gun. Like,
well, that's one of the things just about the ego. Them off.
Yeah, the ego
thinks it's in the right. You're always in the right.
Yeah,
you're always in the right. So that's like, an ego thing. That man had descended into, but
there's levels, right? Like, but this guy had descended into the madness level, it seems. Yeah, exactly. Where he's fully, like Kerry was saying, you can't see in front of you. Like, you have the camera right
now. And, like, depending on, like...
But it's even... So, it's actually for both of them when you think about it. Like, even the guy, like... flicking them off in the return and like giving them a shit, he thinks at the same time that he thinks he's in the right.
Because I think about that,
I remember someone told me a story that basically they got into an incident where someone wanted to cut them off, and they got so pissed they decided to chase them down a bit, and they chased them down and they were pulling up to him ready to throw fucking coins at his car, and as he does, the guy shows him a gun and then he just breaks it. And he realized, he was like, I gotta calm the fuck down.
I mean, isn't that a little bit, not that you need proof, but isn't that proof that ego is a force, right? The ego in the person tells them that the other egos are gonna understand. Like, we're gonna be able to work on this together. They're gonna understand my point of view. It's okay if I do this.
Yep. That's where it's like that. It's that overarching force that each person, like, basically, it's like this. You get every person gets a drop of ego. Okay? That drop becomes fusion. Mm. It becomes fused with you. And so, like, your drop might look a little different than the next person's drop.
Right.
But it's the same drop. The difference is the you part.
Yes. Your individual drop is like...
how it manifests.
It's similar
how
to your perspective. Yeah, to the like that person's ego, that specific individual's ego has its own perspective from its experience of life and stuff too, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. That's why you can't be original.
Yeah.
Because like basically there's other people that have had already your same experience.
Right.
And that ego had a certain way of experiencing that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's still the same.
So you can't really, you can't be original.
Yeah, so that's the thing. And, like, I think this episode was called...
Madness.
Descending into the Madness, right?
So, like, what happens a lot of times is when the ego gets so large, it gets, like, so huge that it goes crazy.
Right.
And so that's the descent into the madness.
Right.
And usually those people, they could have been something.
Okay. So those are the kinds of people that could have been something in the
world.
You want
to think of it like the ego, in this case, like a balloon.
Yeah, they always say
right? Like, but most people keep that balloon just full enough so it never pops. That person popped the damn balloon, but now they need something to teach them how to be without a balloon.
Ah, right.
They don't know how to be without a balloon.
So, you could descend, like, the madness, is that the popping of the balloon?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so.
They pop the balloon. Now they don't know how to be without a balloon.
Right, so that.
How to be uncontained. Hmm. Okay, the balloon is the container. How to be uncontained.
What does that cause for the person? Like, that madness. Doesn't have... Yeah, like just, yeah, they just... That's why those types of people, like, when they pop the balloon, it would be... If they could find... Like you said, find someone to show them.
Yeah, but the thing about it is... Here, like, in...
Western...
The whole world. The whole world is Western. Yeah, There's no Eastern now.
Yeah.
Okay, there's just the whole world. Okay. There's not really enough mystery schools.
Yeah.
Because that's part of the mystery part.
Yeah.
So there's not enough mystery schools to take people in and show them the way of, like, basically, this is how you move.
Yeah.
This is how you move throughout the world.
Exactly.
This is how it works. This is how you move. This is what you have to understand. So on and so forth. And this is where you could take that popping of the balloon and turn it into something really great for yourself.
Yeah, beautiful, yeah.
Yeah, greater than what other people stuck in the balloon have.
Exactly.
Okay, but there's not enough mystery schools because that was always stamped out.
Yeah.
Because as long as you stay in the control of the ego, because the ego is automatic, then the people in power, they know how your ego works.
Right, so you're easily...
Since the ego is automatic, they can control you like robots.
Yeah, like little puppets.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's very predictable.
Yeah, you're all very predictable.
Is that why, like, in the past, like, things like Espiritismo, like, the things that we do, because, they're like, the mystic teachings were stamped out? Like, and mind you, like, I know in Espiritismo, the book, you talk about, like, how it was literally, like, the government... Like, there, at one point, it was the other spiritualists trying to stamp it out, but even the government came for them. Because
exactly.
it was too against the grain, even.
Well,
because
you're popping that ego, so then they can't control you anymore.
Exactly.
Well, that's the problem.
Yeah.
And so, every time, because as long as they can keep you in... That's why I always teach my people, like, I turn you into a psychic... You ain't gotta be that psychic.
No, seriously.
Like, learn this science.
The science
of an ego.
Yeah, of an ego.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you learn some psychic stuff.
And then you're.
And then between the two, you're gonna be like amazing.
On point. Yeah.
Yeah, you're gonna be amazing.
Yep.
Okay. Why? Because as long as they got that ego, they got you in control, and you're pretty much predictable.
Yeah.
Right. When you lose it. When the ego is no longer there, you can't be. You're no longer predictable. But you're not a rebel.
No.
To rebel means you're going against something.
Right. No. You're just You're going.
You're a dropout.
Yeah. No, but I'm saying with what we're doing, you're not going against anything.
No, you're not for anything. You're
not
against
anything, including the stomping out of what we're like. You understand what's going on. You're just doing what you got to do. To develop, and then if it's your job, then to help develop other people too.
Yeah, you're not even worried that far.
Yeah, you know you're not. You're just moving.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, with the waves, baby.
I think we might be able to jump into Justice Podcast.
Justice.
Oh yeah, John.